For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Rawr Barlow. Our kind of mess saying, just saying. Megan, you can't have a burger without the burg.
And also our super premium sponsors.
Our lucky little grandhopper, Kelly Grant.
And Lizzie Drucker. She's a fine mother.
We love you guys. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Caron from the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, and here I am with my gorgeous little co-host and friend, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Ben, hello.
Oh, hi, how are you?
I keep talking like that because before we start these shows, we usually talk to each other like Gina, so.
From Real Houses of Melbourne, because not everyone knows.
Gina.
Real Houses. Yeah, that's like a virus. Basically, we watched Real Housewives of Melbourne, and after like the first episode that we ever watched, we've been talking on and off in bad Australian accents ever since. And it happens
I'll never
everywhere.
Stop. I'll do it my entire life.
I do it outside the podcast.
Get out of my body. Get out of my body immediately.
Insignificant little ass hair. So, hi everyone. Welcome to our Hump Day show. We're going to be talking some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills today. And of course, we're just 2 days away from all our summer shows going on sale. Go to watchcrappens.com to get those tickets. We're going to Phoenix. We're going to Philadelphia. We're going to San Francisco again. We're going to West Palm Beach, darlings. And we're going to Atlanta, St. Louis, Kansas City. It's just not in that order, by the way. It's just going to be so fun. So fun, PK. Guys, you come see us, PK. It's going to be a big surprise, guys.
So much fun, people. Okay.
And then tonight, oh my God, tonight, Ronnie, it's the Crappies.
Oh my God, it's tonight. I have a pink sequin jacket.
Da, 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 da. I don't know what I'm wearing tonight, but
we'll
I'll be wearing
soon.
Something.
Also, all of our live tickets go on sale Friday, so go get them. We're going all over the place this year. And what else? What else do you want to say?
I think that's it. And we also have shows that are already on sale. Detroit, Houston, Irvine, Chicago. Those are still available. If you live in San Diego, it's like a quick hour plus drive to get to Irvine. So if you're a San Diegoan, go there. if you live in Cleveland, maybe make a weekend out of it. Go to Detroit. If you live in Chicago, go to Chicago.
Yeah, check your ways, okay? Go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find your city. And all the summer days are on sale Friday, so go on. Buy them.
Get those tickets out of this box office immediately.
Right.
Oh, it's be one of those days. I'm talking over you already.
Oh, babe, no. It's called Waiting Until I Listen, which can take forever. It's a game that never ends, guys.
Well, anyhow, this episode of Real Houses of Beverly Hills opens up with Kyle and Erica meeting at a store in Beverly Hills. And Erica does this thing. I've noticed that Erica has a way of saying hi to people at like parties or places. She does a very understated thing where she goes, "How are you, baby? How are you, baby? Hey, baby. How are you, baby?
How are you, baby?
She doesn't do it like a hi, how are you? She does like a how are you, bubba? How are you, bubba?
So she's meeting Kyle to shop at some tacky ass store, and Kyle's like, Oh my god, you look like a rock star. And then I remember, you are a rock star. Agency, American woman.
Now headlining Coachella, Erica Jane.
My pussy's on stage. That's the name of my song. Pussy. I don't give a fuck. Erotic. Put your hand all over my butt.
That's not your song.
I wrote a song one time for the Dirty Musicals at UCB. I was doing Hookers at the Point. and I wrote a song called My Pussy's on Fire. And you know what? I wish that I knew Erica Jane way back then. Well, I don't know her now, really. But I wish that she was in my orbit back then so I could have tried to sell a damn song. I could be rich right now.
My pussy's on fire, fire. Car won't start, it won't start. Keys in the car won't start, but my dick is hard. Expensive to be having a car. We didn't start the fire in my pussy.
She loves the pussy.
Lampshades.
Guys, sorry we're saying pussy so much. I think it's because someone sent us an email. It was like, I love listening to this with my kids in the car. And we're like, that's horrible. Please stop. And so now, of course, I'm talking about the P word over and over. Who does that?
Who?
Kind
does
of monster
that?
Am I? Sorry for whatever we've done to your children. Now have the talk and get it over with.
My pussy.
My pussy.
My pussy.
So my Kyle's pussy. Like, this is like Pretty Woman when they wouldn't let her shop. And Erica goes, that's me every day. And I fuck George Costanza.
Yeah. She's like, I enjoy taking care of Tom. He can be a brat at times with his broken ankle, but it's fun to take care of him. Oh, new song, my ballad. It's fun to take care of Tom. That's a wrap, everyone.
Holding down Tom's asshole every day, every night, leaking all over the place.
I'm like, okay, your ballad is cut. Print.
He's an ace. Ace bandage.
Well, it was really rough hosing Tom down, but, you know, it's like when you first get a dog and the poo's so gross, but then you get used to it, and then you realize you're feeling through the bag to see how chunky it is. I mean, it's just life, guys. Circle of life.
Listen, you can't have fun on a slip and slide until you hose it down first.
So they start talking about this party that Dorit's having.
Yeah.
And
for PK.
And so guys,
I want to have a James Bond theme for PK. I think it'd be hilarious because he's like a secret agent, except not. Guys,
Kyle's like, agent, I have an agent and a television show. And guess what? My husband is the boss of lots of real estate agents. Agency. And PK, she's like,
well, yeah, because, you know, PK's 007. Figure that works. It's about the amount they have in their Citibank account. So,
shaken, not stirred. I'm gonna trademark. No, it's already taken. All right then.
So let's see. She's on the used floor accent. Oh yeah,
Dorit. It was the first time I'd ever hung out with Dorit when I thought, God, this lady's okay. She even only used four accents. She could have done way worse. Like, she was so real that night. So real. I talked about how my dick got hard in the car.
Yeah, Erica's like, oh, when it was just Dorit, it's like, for the very first time, we could just communicate. I'm like, do you remember what that communication sounded like?
Young lady!
Yeah!
Welcome! Oh,
and so they check out at the end, and Kyle's like, oh my God, we didn't even have a Pretty Woman moment. They were nice to us.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of funny because in the middle of it, they're like, Kyle and Erica were talking, and they're like, blah, 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 Dorit, blah, 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 blah. Hold this, please. She's just like handing stuff off to the harried saleswoman. She doesn't have time to like shade them.
Yes. And also, Kyle, let's remember the end of Pretty Woman. They were way nice to the whore once she had the money. Okay. So it's pretty much following the movie. We didn't get to see Julia Roberts hose down Richard Gere's butt, but I guess there will be a sequel at some point.
Yeah. So then we go over to Lisa Rinna, who has something very important that she has to get off her chest. I have to drink more water. I'm dehydrated.
This is crazy. I'm so dry. And when I drink water, I'm not. It's nuts. I need more water. And then Monique goes, yes, you do. So... It's like, who
we'll
says
add that,
that
to the agenda.
I love that Monique is not even listening to her. She's like, yes, you do. So all these parts you're up for. And Rinna's like, yeah. Well, there's maybe in the middle. And then there's Days of Our Lives. And Monique goes, what about QVC? I'm like, Monique, you can't just make everything a role, you know? She's like, what about that cupcake story you're going to open? You're going to go to the opening of.
What about that fancy umbrella factory you've invested in? What? Just felt like a good good direction for your storyline to go. Oh. Okay, sure. I'll open up an umbrella factory. Everyone, it's raining. It's raining umbrellas. See what I did there? Wow. Own it, baby.
Glad we talked about this. Do I get to meet the rat yet? Because I have to take care of his social. So are you going to bring him out here, or am I just going to be making this up as I go along?
I don't know. Don't hustle the hustler. And that goes for the rat, because that rat is a hustler, baby.
That rat finds cheese. I don't even eat cheese. I'm like, where'd you get the cheese? That rat. So she's like, the rat was singing Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. At the Grammy.
That was Patti LuPone, ma'am. How dare you? How dare you? The rat like, listen.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. I hear you do the great rat.
The rat's got a great voice.
So she's like, oh my God, I just got a text from Amelia. Harry's getting a puppy without asking you. Typical. What is it with these shows when men do shit like that?
All the time.
And Lorraine is like, oh my God, I'm so excited to clean up more shit.
Yeah, because Rena's like, well, who's going to take care of him? Who's going to take care of him? Lorena's like, I am. Yes, you are.
She's like, I don't know if I could take it. I mean, the middle days, momager, radager, zucchini spaghettier. What else? What else do I do? QVC.
Tea maker.
QVC-er. Monique's like, drink your water.
Yeah. Okay.
Just drink your water. So Lisa and Teddy are
with horses.
I've got this guy. I want to trot with him. What a sexy beast. I leave him here because I found out that they have stables next to a hotel and I can sleep next to a horse.
They do it just for me.
There's nothing like sleeping above a cage that you've locked a man in. A handsome, handsome man like this. Horsey, horsey.
You know, I love staying at the Fairmont by Del Mar Resort and Spa Horsey Stable Place because you can spend the night next to your horse. And they didn't pay me to say that. No, they let me have my horse in the stable for free. I don't have to mention the Fairmont Gardens and Resort in Del Mar. Because at home, the horse has to stay in the stable 45 minutes away. Oh, the travesty.
1-800-CAROSITY-DEL-MAR Planto, planto, lago, lago. They not only have breakfast, they have continental breakfast.
And in Europe, that means French. So, you see, because in England, we're off the continent. Do you get it, Titty? Do you get it?
I don't know what continents are. I'm poor.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like a normal person. You know, I just like beer and like regular countries. So Teddy's like...
Mind if I ride your horse when you're not here? Because I would love a loner.
Yeah, you're a really good rider, Lisa. No, not like you. Not like you, Teddy, but you're good. Not like you.
Put more effort into things, don't they, Teddy?
She's like, oh my God, this woman gets me.
Say it again, Teddy. Say it again. You're a really good writer. No, I can't possibly take that.
So she's like, let's go do something else. She's like, all right, let's go walk over to piles of shit where we'll talk about Dorit's.
I love the fact that you're into horses. To have a friend that rides, he's great. I'm like, oh, so now I know why Teddy is a full housewife and not a friend of.
So Ken is their waiter. The husband, yes. No, Ken is their waiter. He's like, I brought some drinks.
Did you speak French? Did you speak French to Prince again? Prince always speaks French.
Darling, Ken hit a chair. Now he's back off in the other direction. Come back, Ken. Come on.
Is it me or did the scene sort of feel like Lesbian Bachelor? You know? It's like, all right, now let's get to know each other a little bit more on our one-on-one date.
Teddy, what can I do to get your walls down?
And I love... Because, you know, money.
Walls up, darling.
Teddy, would you like some carbohydrates? She's like, no, I can't because I was fat. And I secretly love that they trot out that picture of Teddy when she was 21 every episode, where she's looking, she's like, it's like fat Teddy, which is not even that fat, but she's like heavier, and she's just sheepishly looking at the camera like, hi, I'm Teddy.
I'm Teddy. Vanderbilt. That's when you're like bigger and you're like, oh my God, if I lose weight, I'm going to feel so much better. And then you lose weight and you don't. You're like, I'm still Teddy.
And she has those ketchup and mustard highlights, you know? It's like, oh, well, she spent time in Arizona, didn't she?
Yeah, she's got some Alison Dubois highlights for sure. Teddy's like, you know how many hands I need to show how many times Edmund served me? No, I need zero hands.
It's like, oh, well, thank God you've got more than that, darling. Hands are important when you're trying to break Freddy out of jail before the stable owners are here. She got you, darling.
So she's like, Ken,
Teddy told me she was 200 pounds.
And Ken goes, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And she goes,
yes, you don't either. You don't have that body type or that giant lollipop head. Where's that gone, Teddy?
You're not like that one waiter we once had who hung around. What's her name? Dana?
PK lost weight one time and his head almost fell off. He was way too big for his little popsicle stick sacky body, darling. Tell me how you did it. Body lift, prayer. I support the church as well.
I support the church and the horses. Thank you, Teddy. Thank you.
So Teddy's like, I'm just like a regular person. Anyway, I've got a beach house in Dana Point. So like, I want to invite everyone, but like, I don't want to because like, there's like a person who was like, I'm not gonna say who it was, but she like was upset when there was like rosé poured in a champagne glass.
But who?
I'm not gonna say her name.
But who?
Teddy, come on, who? Just say it.
Give me a hint.
No, I'm not gonna say it because I don't want to be held accountable for it. Oh shit.
So I love when she says she has a beach house and Vanderpump's like, why don't you invite us? She's like, I don't want to have to care about glasses.
She's like, come on, just serve Diet Cokes, darling. Come on, darling.
And she's like, that's like saying you don't want to get in my rolls because it's dirty. Fuck off. Who else has a beach house rolls?
I don't eat rolls. So,
but do you sleep on the side of the road in your beach house?
You tell me who. You can tell me. I'll keep it secret. Tell Auntie Lisa who was mean to your wine glasses.
And she's like, I'm not going to say it. Well, it's, let me think about it. And Ken's like, well, it wouldn't be to read because she wouldn't care if she drank what sort of drink she drank wine out of, rosé out of.
I've seen Dorit drink straight from the bottle. I've seen her pour bottles into pool, drink it out of that. Hell, one time she drank it out of Hanky and Panky's mouth. She doesn't care, darling.
She not only doesn't care, she doesn't know the difference. One time I served her a cup of noodles and told her it was Cristal.
It's like expecting the old Teddy to care what food a plate is served on. So, let's see, Dana. Teddy, no, they tease me. I don't even care. This is stupid. Okay, yeah, that's the end. So, Marina Del Rey. Marina Del Rey is very far, okay? And the best thing about it is that they have a cheesecake factory and very lovely people who live there. But don't invite me there. I don't want to go all the way out there. It's far.
Yeah, it's really annoying to get to because there's no direct route. You either have to take like the, you know, like this is what the California, when they say Marina Del Rey, this is what it's based off of. Because in order to get there from where we live, you have to like make your way down to the 10, which means you have to take down La Cienega or Fairfax and take the 10 over to the 405 and get off at the 405 at the 90, unless you want to be clever and go down La Cienega and get off at Slauson and take Slauson to the 90, take the 90 to Marina Del Rey. Either way, it's not direct, it's not easy, and there's always traffic, so it's not nice.
Unless you have a Mohammed copter. Get it!
So someone tweeted us a picture that was hilarious of the computer shot of Dorit picking which boat she wanted and acting like it's this mega mansion boat. Yeah. And then the one that she actually got. She's such a lying biatch. So, yeah, she's like, Corey! No, who said this? Lisa or her? She's like, Corey, is it as big inside as it is outside? One of them said that. And he's like, well, subtract the width of the housing materials. What the fuck kind of answer do you want from him, stupid?
Guys, my God, it's huge. PK is just going to love this. Guys, it's so huge. So huge, I might have to do a stabbed in the gut sound.
Ugh!
No, that wasn't quite quite right. I didn't quite do it right this time.
So it's like there's ice bar, there's caviar, and she's like, Lisa, can you believe it? The champagne, there's caviar. I'm like, oh, okay, Dorit, you figured it out. Congratulations.
Yeah, this is like time to rein it in. Okay, she's a little sometimes she needs a little bit of focus, and she gets a little bit of scattered. It's like cut to Dorit like running around in circles around all the tables, like
And Dorit, the proper expense for a party is between the price of a Range Rover and a Rolls Royce, which are both borrowed.
Yeah. So I think the proper price for a party that she's doing is somewhere between like $150 to $200. And yes, the guests have to pay it.
And then she still tips nobody. Yeah, it's a cash bar. And the catering chairs are white. They're not even spray painted gold. I'm mortified for you, ma'am.
Yeah, where's Glenn when you need him? So Dorit is like, Lisa, Boy George said, I think you and I should sing Fever together. Isn't that crazy, guys? Me and Boy George singing together. And Lisa's like, okay. Sounds awful, quite personally, but that's okay. Because it'll make you more of a broken bird with the humiliation.
Have I mentioned my Lionel Richie duets album?
Have I mentioned that I sang a song with the lead singer of Mr. Big?
I love Six in the City. So Dorit's like, oh, PK. Oh, no, she's telling Vanderpump what she's planning. She's like, I want to be able to move. Which, I mean, I guess that's the Fever song. She wants choreography, so she's going to call Erica for advice.
Yeah, basically, Dorit's going to ask Erica to get advice on how to, like, have some good stage presence.
Wasn't Erica's vagina your enemy last season? Like, I get making up with Erica, but isn't it too soon to ask the vagina for tips on entertainment?
Yeah, well, at least you didn't ask for try to contact Leona. It could have been worse. So, Lisa,
famous.
Little callback to Heroes of Hollywood, a forgotten gem from the Bravo canon. So now that once they've like looked around the boat and everything, Lisa starts talking about how she's like, well, Teddy has a beach house that I really want to see so that way I can properly put her down in the future. But before I can see it, apparently there's an issue because someone was complaining about wine glasses, drinking the wrong thing out of the wrong glass. And Drew's like, is that what she said? Oh, that's ridiculous. That was me. It was me. Guys, it was me.
Lisa, my friends don't have to impress me. If they do, we're not friends. I think that's the point.
Yeah. Right? Why is this a problem, Lisa? Lisa,
there's
why is this a problem?
No problem, darling. I swear she just said it was uncomfortable, darling. I said that's how it is at first. You'll get used to it. It's worth it for all the cash dollar bills that you have in your G-string at the end. Even if they do smell a little butt cracky, you made that money yourself, little broken bird. Lisa, what are we talking about now? I forgot, darling. I was just in hostess training today.
Did I mention that I slept next door to my horse last night? I feel so rested. So Lisa then comes to Dorit's defense and is like, listen, if Dorit wants to drink the right drink out of the right glass, I don't think that makes her high maintenance quite personally. I'm like, I think it's a special request. So yes, that does make her high maintenance. I mean, I get it. Like, yeah, it would be nice to drink the rosé out of a rosé glass instead of a champagne glass, but it wasn't just that Dorit was like, oh, you know what? Could I actually get this in a different glass? It just
Dorit's
it's just
an
whatever.
Asshole.
She was saying it in a mean way.
She was being an asshole. She brings up the same fight over and over again, just like she did last year. She's a total prick and a liar and a fake-ass human being, and God, I'm so glad she's on this show.
Yeah. Yeah, now she's the one accusing.
She says things like this. I mean, this is how stupid Dorit is. She goes, I'm finding Titty to be a little bit tightly wound. I'm like, you know that's watches, right? And clocks. And this whole thing is about a fucking fight. Maybe don't make a clock pun.
You know? Well, it turns out that I was watching this wonderful show about how to crank up your clock. It was called Crank Yankers, and I didn't learn a thing, though. I was very sad, and that's probably why I was late.
Crank Yankers, Lisa.
It was very funny. All these wonderful, lovely humans with strange mouths talking to each other. It's like, Dorit, those were puppets. Oh.
So Kyle and Maurizio, he's like, oh, yeah, look, it's a double date. Me and Kyle. Oh, yeah, this is great. This is great. Great. And I put no logos on either Kyle or Maury.
What is
happening to that couple? I've never seen them in a scene without logos or, like, advertising of some kind.
Well, because Kyle was like, listen, he's you know, because Maurizio was like, hey, babe, should I put on the agency hat that I should wear today? Should I put on the agency hat? And Kyle's like, nah. We're just shooting a scene with Teddy and Edwin. There's no way this is making the final cut of the show. You don't have to worry about
it. Are we going to reshoot this scene where we talk about twin beds? Because I'm going to order another drink, okay?
Yeah. So they get there, and I only, of course, thought of you because there was an extensive food ordering scene where Reese is like, all right, I'll have the chilled asparagus, I'll have the broccolini, I'll have the carrots, I'll try a little bit of a salmon, I'll have a margarita, she'll have a margarita too, my margarita will be spicy, hers will have like be skinny, I'll also get an extra straw in mine, I'll get the pepper on the side, I'm going to have a cantaloupe afterwards, something like that. And the waiter's just like, you got it. Yeah,
there's going to be a girl locking herself in the bathroom stall later, just don't call the police, she'll eventually leave, okay? Well, I don't want to have to bail her out again. They're like, yes, sir, okay. And then Teddy's like, oh my God, that's way too much emotion for Teddy. Let me reset.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, that's so romantic. Like, you order for her? And he's like, yeah, I do. Yeah. She's like, I'm Teddy. And then the waiter's like, would you like something? And she goes, yeah, I'll have the skirt steak, and so will he.
Yeah. I'm Teddy.
It's like Teddy totally orders for her poor husband.
So
Kyle. That's so romantic. He'll take the skirt steak. That's the cheap one, right? Okay, I'll take it too. No fries on the side unless they're free. Can I get a refill of water over here and a plate of lemons?
I'm just a humble person. Anyway, my beach house in the gated community. Let's talk about that. So Kyle is like, so I hear you have a beach house and we all want to see it. So we have to know how wealthy you really are because that's all we care about. So Edwin is like the asshole here because he's like, well, I mean, it's basically a cottage. I think he's the one who said it's a cottage. He's like, it's a cottage. You know, there's like 5 bedrooms, you know, 2 of the rooms have twin beds. So I'm like, first of all, don't start acting like you're in freaking Newport, Rhode Island, calling your giant mansions cottages. That's the only place it's allowed. No, you have a mansion.
I know, they have this obsession with seeming poor. It's so weird. He's like, do I look like I smell? That's on purpose. It's like, what are you doing? No one cares. But also, I think he is kind of scared that he's going to have a bed with, you know, look. This guy, they've been trying to get on Bravo. Lord knows if you're trying to get cast, you're trying to get on there. And they've probably watched Real Housewives of Potomac, you know, as desperate people do. And this is like straight out of Real Housewives of Potomac, a bed with twin room, you know.
They might as well be in Rehoboth Beach right now in Maryland, okay?
Yeah. And Ashley's sorry, we're not fancy enough for you.
Yeah. And Teddy's like, I'm a casual person. I like easygoing things. I'm Teddy. I'm like, shut up. You're talking about your beach house / cottage that has 5 bedrooms. Stop talking about being a casual person with easygoing things.
Yeah, she's like, I'm totally casual. There's twin beds. It's going to be a potluck situation. Like a potluck, you cheap bitch. Who the hell wants to drive all the way out there with food? And no one here is going to cook.
And by the way, you can obviously be a wealthy person and have a beach house and be a casual person who likes easygoing things. I think just what annoys me is that she seems to really go out of her way to be like, yeah, I'm just normal. I don't get what these people are talking about. Oh my God, black tie. I don't do that. It's like this excessive need to be like an everyman kind of person when you can just be like, yeah, no, yeah, we got a beach house, but you know, I'm like, it's chill. You know, I don't know. There are subtleties. Just talking about Dorit with the glasses. Some person, a person can ask for a different wine glass and not be high maintenance. A person can ask for a wine glass and be high maintenance. And it's the same way. Someone can be wealthy and still be casual, and that's totally cool. And you can be wealthy and just like not own up to it. Own it, baby.
Wow. She's like, yeah, well, I mean, it would be fun if you weren't all elites. It's like, oh, shut up. So, they start, you know, it's so boring being around Teddy.
Yeah, basically,
I mean,
Jesus,
even talking,
like,
about her. No offense, Teddy, but I mean, Jesus Christ.
Even their like crazy story about when Edwin first met John Mellencamp. He's like, yeah, and John Mellencamp showed up. These big black bands showed up, and then like these guys, these security guards showed up, and then John Mellencamp came out. And was like, I did a security check on you. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, first of all, that's weird and creepy, and he's showing up like he's the Men in Black. Second of all, like, no payoff to the story.
Well, I don't want to pay it off because, you know, I don't have much money. You know, I'm just normal.
My story, my story's in foreclosure.
My story's just a rental, and I have to get it back. So So next up is Dorita. She's like,
Molly.
Hello, little assistant lady. I have to rehearse with George, boy George. But he's like, what? So PK thinks I'm shopping with George.
I am so, guys, I'm so stressed over this party. I haven't been this stressed since I made those Moroccan-style beans that are not Moroccan at all. Guys, I'm so stressed.
And PK's like, oh, babe, I'm in here, babe, working on a 1987 Mac monitor that's totally not spray-painted or cardboard. All right, so just call me. Working, working, making money. Working, working. Have no idea what's going on.
We are doing a reunion of Wang Chung. Should be great, girls. Baby, you know I have to have my eyes tested, right? Because I thought I was signing a contract for Celine Dion, and instead it's Wang Chung.
Look who it is. It's Boy George. Boy George, what do you think of glasses? Actually, that was PK. He's like, what do you think of glasses or whatever? Or his glasses. I don't even know what they're talking about. But he's wearing wearing a gigantic Pharrell hat. And he's like, all right, we're just going shopping for a bed, girl. And what was I going to say about? Oh, yeah. PK is like, did you get a babysitter, babe? I don't want to have to take care of that twink alone. Is he still chained to the radiator, twink? That's my favorite Boy George story. Boy George getting fucked up and chaining a twink hooker to a radiator. LOL.
Yeah. Yeah, which is why it's funny that later on Erica Jane mentions hooking on Sunset, because Boy George is like, a little too close to home. Karma chameleon, if you know what I'm saying.
We use Craigslist now, darling.
Yes. So, Kyle, I wrote down Kyle arrives, but where did she arrive? Was she at Rinna's house? Was she and Rinna met up somewhere? Where did she and...
she's getting her hair done before the party.
Oh, yes.
And she's like, well, you know, there's an agency party and agency property.
I'm sorry. It was Rinna who arrives at Kyle's house, right?
Yes. And yeah, there's busted floors. And Rinna's like, oh, my God. Hi. Hello, Marble. Hi. I love Marble and marbles.
Hi. Where's Glenn? I want to give Glenn a big hug. Glenn, I brought him a sweat rag. Glenn, it's from the Lisa Rinna collection. It's actually an old duster that I turned into a rag. Glenn, where's Glenn?
So stupid. Kyle's talking about moving. I don't care. So they're talking about boats. She's like, are you going to go to the party on the boat? And Rinna's like, boats. I hate boats. They show all the clips of Rinna just ruining everybody's life on a boat season after season.
And then they're talking... Yeah, like one boat after another. So
it's
then,
like Moby Dick never changes his haircut.
It would just be funny if they just kept going back in time. It's like, you know, the junk boat, and then it's like the Dubai boat, and then it's the New Amsterdam, the Amsterdam boat, and then it's like the Titanic. She's like, oh, remember that time I was on the Titanic? Oh, whoa, iceberg straight ahead. No one listened to me.
Remember when I did Erica's choreography on the Mayflower?
Remember that time that whale tore her boat in half? It's just Moby Dick, just like, and Lisa would be like, just laughing at Moby Dick.
One time I told Moby, don't be a dick, and they wrote a book about him. I read it on the Titanic while I was eating iceberg. I mean, I hate boats.
She's on that cruise liner and that like Coastal Concordia, like Rinna's fully sideways, like sliding down, like, this is hilarious. I'm never taking a cruise again.
Is this a good time to mention that I recorded a duet of Dancing on the Ceiling with Lionel Richie?
I get it.
Rinna goes, so, how do you do a potluck? How do you go to Dana Point with potluck? Vanderbump's going to bring a fucking chicken. Get it?
And it's a flashback of Vanderpump trying to teach Adrian Maloof how to cook a chicken. That, I believe, was the time when Adrian Maloof thought you're supposed to like scrub the chicken with soap. And
with dish soap.
I just had a Lisa Rinna laugh. I also liked how Lisa Rinna was basically making fun of Teddy's long-ass text message, because the text message was basically like,
hey guys, I have a beach house. You can come, or you can stay at a hotel, whatever you want. We go biking. And then the next morning, we're going to do this instead. We're going to look at horses, or you can go home. I don't care. It's going to be a potluck.
It like went on much longer than that.
Just make sure I can keep your dishes. I'm poor. I'll wash them. Right.
Oh, red solo cups for everyone. Tell Kim Zolciak.
So,
Yes, that's everything. Choreography for everything.
Okay, but one thing that I love is that though with the potluck, first of all, you could do a potluck from Beverly Hills to Dana Point. It actually is possible. It's just, they're right. They're like these glamorous women who are all going to be arriving in limos. It's just sort of weird to show up with your own little Pyrex with tinfoil over it. Also, because probably none of them cook. But I liked when they were laughing. Like Lisa Rinna was laughing at the idea of Dorit showing up in her rose gold Bentley with like her favorite dish, which is funny. And then Rinna goes, huh, what would be Dorit's favorite dish? And I started to laugh because like the idea of Dorit having a favorite dish, it just seems silly to me. But then I remembered that she actually talked about it this season. It was that stupid Moroccan bean thing that she made. She's like, guys, it's beans, but cumin on them. It's my favorite dish. It's perfect. Bring it to Dana Point, guys.
It has
to be
served in the right bowl, guys. It's just a can of white beans that she's pouring over shit. She's so gross.
I couldn't find pita bread, so you just have to eat it with your hands, guys.
I'm poor. I'm Teddy. Sorry, it took me a minute. I'd be quicker if I was richer, but you know, I'm not. So, but look.
Anyway, so now we go over to Sir, but not Sir. We're going to SIR,
yes,
Sir.
Bitch!
So Mikey's there, and George is like, "We're going to sing Fever," and Dorit's like, "I don't even know where you're on this song, boy." I'm like, "He didn't pick out Sondheim, okay?"
Yeah, it's the whole song is the same thing.
It literally just goes dun, 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 dun. Oh, God.
Can you start up from the top? Can you start from the top, guys? Dun, dun. What's the next one, guys?
How am I supposed to tap dance to this?
All right. So it goes, Fever, you give me. No. You give me. Oh, it's so nerve-wracking. Erica, can you help me, Erica?
Gave who the fever? Am I supposed to be singing about the Zika right now?
Did somebody get a little mask for Jack? I don't want him to get the fever that we're singing about.
I have an announcement to make. I'm patient zero.
Zero.
Like a confession.
I'm not vaccinated against myself. So,
Well,
so
at
then,
first, boy said, please sing. And I said, no way. And then I thought, what a better gift to give to PK, two squatters giving him off-key mediocrity.
Sing counts as rent, right? So,
how about a new monitor? That's a start.
So Erica's like, oh, here's what you do. You walk up, you look at him like you're going to give it to him, and then you walk away because you don't need him. And then you turn back and you look at him, and then you turn the other way and you look at someone else, and then maybe you make eye contact with the one in the crowd being like, I dare you to not like my song. And then you look at a light, and then you look and maybe there's a bird there. You look at the bird. The bird's flying. It's flying over the audience. You follow that bird. Where's the bird going? And then it lands, and then it's not a bird. It's a piece of dust. And you look at him again, and you say, Fever!
Well, I love the story, but all you've been doing is touching your vagina, Erica.
She's like, yeah, that's the point, stupid.
It's like a tango. I get it. It's like a tango. How many people do the tango? I don't know.
Have I mentioned I have six toes? Did you know that?
No, I did not. What?
Someone posted a picture, and she's like, look at me! I'm so glad to be on vacay with my babies. Which means filming is done, and I have no place to live because our rental allowance ran out. And I was like, well, that's cute, but why would anybody post that? And then people started commenting, and you look down at the toes. She's got six toes.
That's crazy. Is this on Instagram? I need to look
witchy
at it right
woman.
Now.
Yeah, but she might have taken it down after everybody pointed out that she has six toes. I don't know. Hey, I ain't toe shaming you. I just think it's funny because, of course, Dorit has six toes.
Well, you never know when you need the extra toe. I would give my sixth toe just so that way Pico would never lose one of his.
It takes two to tinga, but it takes 12 toes to get it right.
One, two, three, four, five. Okay, five on that one. You know, it's also possible that she had Photoshop done and it was bad Photoshop, because that happens too.
Oh, and they just gave her six toes?
By accident. Like, they
didn't. Yeah, because I feel like if she had six toes, we would have known about that, right?
I think so. I think someone would have pointed it out. I think it's like...
It's like when people have extra thing. Like, PK has four chins. Like, we noticed that. But I guess toes, you have shoes over.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't really see any, like, toe-forward images. I mean, I see, like...
She's kneeling on the ground. She's, like, squatted on the ground in a white bathrobe with her kids.
I don't... And this is from, like... Very recently,
I just looked on the Facebook crappins of Geraldine Crappin. Well, Taco Bell crappin Facebook.
Well, I'm gonna have to look at that, because I don't see it on her Instagram anymore. So it probably was just like a Photoshop that went wrong. But then it makes me wonder, why is she Photoshopping her toes? And like, why would there be an extra toe? That means that she wanted her toes to look smaller, and then they forgot to get rid of the extra toe.
Maybe she was using the thigh gap thing on her, you know, cankles or something, and then got it. I don't know. Who knows?
I'm trying to find it, but of course, you know, Facebook groups, they make everything is out of order, so you can't see what was up recently. So it's like, here's something from a week ago. I'm like, I don't need to see what was from a week ago. I need to see Dorit's toe photo.
I know, people. Get it together, Facebook. Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, over it.
I'm ovs. So let's see. So they teach Dorit, as if Dorit doesn't know how to be a hoe for some rich dude.
And Mikey's like, when you go down and give me a smize eyes, I believe it. Well, that wasn't. I don't know what that was. I apologize to Mikey. I did not. I don't know what his gay voice just came out of me, but
smize eyes, really, bitch.
But the best was, he's like, listen, I've seen girls that when they drop down, they just suck. And then they cut to Mikey working with Gretchen from like 2011 or so, when
cold.
She did. When she also did Fever, but with the Pussycat Dolls. Wow. It's always bad when they import footage from another Real Housewives franchise.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Just to diss Gretchen again. God, they hate her over there. They really hate her gut. So let's see. Dorita! She's getting ready, and PK is like, baby. Oh, no, she's like,
Baby!
Come on outside, I'll tell you what to wear. And he's like, why you got me dressed like that then, baby? A little over the top for just dinner. That is what we're doing, right? Just dinner, right, babe? It's just dinner. Me and you, romantic dinner. I've seen nothing coming, babe.
Yeah, well, to be fair, this is hilarious, because Dorit goes, PK doesn't know anything. He thinks we're having a casual dinner on his actual birthday. I'm like, why the hell would you tell him you're going to a casual dinner and then pull out the tux? I mean... Couldn't you have thought of something better? Like, we're going to the opera. I'm taking you to Vegas. We're going to go to a fundraiser. Not like, PK, I thought for tonight, we would just get one of those sandwiches they have at Starbucks. I was thinking the carved ham and Swiss, which you love so much, PK. Put on your tux. We're going to Starbucks.
PK! So she's like, so many places, so many pieces have to happen. Like, can Dorit ever make a damn sensible sentence, even though I just fucked that entire one up. Many pieces must happen. It's like, are you asking for more chicken nuggets? What are you talking about, Dorit?
She's never been more stressed than any time she's had to open up a bag of Reese's Pieces. So many pieces. How do you put them all in order? I don't see any instructions. It's like, just eat them, Dorit.
A rainbow of fruit flavors. Oh, where do I begin? She's like, so many pieces. Sorry, I almost choked to death. Dorit almost killed me from afar. She's like, so many pieces. A car to a helicopter to a boat to a car to a plane, a shipping yard to a plane, Amazon One Day Delivery Prime, UberX, it's so much.
I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Are you trying to break into Norway or something? Like, just take a canoe.
Honey, it's Marina Del Rey.
I know.
Like,
she's like, then we have to be parachuted in and take the land on the ski slopes and ski all the way down and infiltrate and climb across a gorge. And then we get to Marina del Rey, and I have to make sure PK does not see the Cheesecake Factory. Otherwise, there's no hope for him then.
Before you know it, you've spent your entire film traveling obnoxiously but hilariously with John Candy. Like, she would try and recreate Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
So one of the best parts of the episode is we go over to Marina Del Rey, and we see the gangplank that leads from the dock over to the yacht. And first we see Camille going solo down this gangplank. She's like, I'll go sideways. Mwah. That's her shoes actually make a kiss sound.
Yeah. I just add she's kissing the rail because she just doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know how to enter without being like,
all right.
So how sad that we're going to be celebrating
somebody else's. Yeah, when on the same day that we hear about our friend's split.
That's so upsetting.
I know.
So sad that we're going down a gangplank. It's steep and I have to go sideways, and it's so upsetting. Did I lose you? Hello?
Damn it. Sorry, this mute button doesn't work properly. I muted it so that I could blow my nose, and then it never unmuted. I've been pressing it 20 times.
I got nervous.
Oh, PK is going to be so surprised when the mute button doesn't work on the mic. It's not supposed to.
So not only is Camille struggling going down the gangplank, but so is everyone else. We see all the women. You know, the producers did this on purpose. They're like, can we put a few cinder blocks below the top part of the plank? Let's just make it extra steep for these bitches because they're making our lives hell for the past 5 years. Yeah, thanks.
Because the only boat they could afford has to dock on the wrong plank. You know, she's like, make it that one. Like, oh, Jesus, we're going to need a lift.
They basically decorated a ferry, right? That's not a yacht. That was a ferry.
Yeah, that was like the dinner cruise I used to work on in New York, where we would travel around like the city like two times while office people got shit-faced.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw like a little window where someone was selling Fritos and Martinelli's apple juice in the corner. You know, like, this is a ferry.
It's just Boy George waiting until he gets a day off so he could use his work. Yeah. He could use his work boat. He's like, well, I come out after appetizers and still sing a little comma chameleon. She's like, perfect! Let's pretend it's the boat from James Abonda.
Now, PK needs to know, is this a circle or a line? It's a circle line. So, but which one is it? I'm just terribly sorry. I just need to make sure I get it right. Is it a circle or a line? Circle line. That's like my really shitty version of an Abbott and Costello routine.
Who's on circle line?
Who's on first? What's on second? Who's on third? Did I do it right, PK?
Rena's like, I've got some circle line. It's on my bag of pills. It's delicious. I still don't know what it does, but I haven't sneezed in a long time. Circle line. Sounds like a medicine.
So everyone gets on the boat, and Lisa Vanderpump's like, hello, girls, welcome to my boat. And then Lisa Vanderpump pulls Erica aside, shows her her stole. She goes, isn't this great? $75 downtown. I can get you one in black as well.
Oh, I thought she said $7,500.
No, $75.
Oh, yeah. No wonder. I was like, that's usually not like her. Usually she's like, look at my new mansion. I don't even know how much it costs. Who cares? I have a job.
Erica, do you want to put it on right now? Put it on. Yes, enjoy it. You're so jealous right now, I can tell. Now, please, take it, and I'll take your voice. Keep the voice. Just take the soul. You can have it.
There's a TV show named after you. It's called The Voice. It steals souls through the screen. Would you like to try on my mink?
I would love to see what sort of demented mermaids live in the Marina Del Rey harbor, you know? Eating all that pollution coming off of Manhattan Beach and El Segundo.
Yeah, Playa Del Rey. I love that. No offense, everybody in those areas. But, I mean, El Segundo, that means the second. Like, why would you move somewhere so inferior? What was I going to say about this? I don't know. I forgot. I smelled tuna fish sandwich, so I'm done now. I forgot.
I know. I'm getting so hungry. I'm like, must do recap so I can get to food. So PK and Dorit are now in a helicopter. And here's the thing. The helicopter is going from, like, I don't know, Van Nuys Airport or whatever, over to a bigger yacht, and then they're going to land in the bigger yacht and get on a little dinghy and go over to the little lot. So this is hilarious to me. It's hilarious to me that they didn't just rent the big yacht, you know?
Well, you know, Dorit planned this whole motherfucking thing on free vouchers she got off Groupon or whatever. And now she's got to go in 10 different cars to get there.
Yeah, I mean, even friggin' the Shahs of Sunset were able to land Shervin on a yacht, I believe. Or at least they like brought him down in a helicopter or something.
Poor Dorit.
Did you notice the crossover moment that happened when they got out of the helicopter on the big yacht?
No. What happened?
This is going to really test your Bravo knowledge. It's a deep cut. The person who helped PK and Dorit out of the helicopter was Alex from Below Deck Season 1. He was the bosun on Below Deck Season 1.
Oh, well, how cute. Didn't notice him. Sorry, darling. Do you know who I did see? Hello and goodbye, Mr. Shalom. Come, Shalom, come. Dorit's like, where'd you get the flatbread?
Wait, who's Mr. Shalom?
Isn't Shalom Dorit's father?
It was like, oh, maybe.
I think it is, yeah.
Dorit's parents were there.
Yeah,
and they
she's like, where'd you get the flatbread, daddy? I haven't been daddy. Able to find it in this town, Los Angeles.
Now tell me, mother, I would like to know, where did you ever find tomato sauce? I mean, I just can't find it anywhere.
I don't know, tomato sauce.
It was part of Erica Jane's soul, which I won over a stole gift. I've drank her up like tomato sauce, darling. Erica's just gone.
Erica traded tomato sauce for the stole.
Like, well, I can't pay the $75, but...
Or it's actually not so much that she paid. It's more like Vanderpump was like, well, I don't really want her voice, but I guess I'll take a can of tomato sauce. I guess if we're negotiating, I was watching Guy Fieri's Grocery Games, which I like to call it Triple G.
Triple G.
So and that I got guy, inspired.
The agent from last year that Rena got stuck at the table with at Dorit's house and then later asked everybody if they were doing coke in the bathroom is there. And Lisa's like, oh my God, don't leave me alone with him. Were people doing coke in the bathroom? I'm kidding. Were they? I'm just kidding.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I do a lot of coke in my house because I'm just like a normal person. I mean, Coca-Cola. I'm Teddy. Get it?
Okay, agency.
PK's parents are there.
Has to teach everybody how to do things. She's so bossy. It's a surprise party, okay? And they're like, "There, well, here they rules. Come. And she goes... We've got to yell surprise, okay?
I know it's a revolutionary concept, but I like to blow people's minds. For instance, at my restaurant, sometimes we have things we call specials, and they're like dishes you can only get one night. Do you like that?
I hope that there's a personal touch here at this party. I can't wait to see what it will be. My own personal touch is Erica Jane stuck in my store.
Does anyone want some spaghetti and meatballs later? I have a brand new can of tomato sauce.
So stupid. So PK comes in and is like,
that's going to haunt us for the next 2 years, by the way. We're going to be like, well, I've got tomato sauce. And people are going to be like, I love the podcast. I just started listening. But what's up with the Lisa Vanderpump tomato sauce obsession?
And it makes even less sense that it's somehow stuck in a stole. Like, what?
Like, she traded a stole.
Erica Jane was full of tomato sauce, and when her soul went into Lisa Vanderpump's stole, she drank the tomatoes. I mean, what the hell?
No, she gave Lisa Vanderpump the tomato sauce because Lisa Vanderpump didn't want her voice.
I feel like we're playing the faggiest version of Dungeons & Dragons ever.
When you say that, I got like an erection. I'm like, faggiest version of Dungeons and Dragons is like, oh my God, yes, I love it.
If we had like a dice batch,
if we could do like a the gay version of Dungeons and Dragons, like Harmon Quest, but like gay quest or something.
Oh my God, don't even. I'm cutting this out of the show. Don't even talk about it because this is gonna be our fallback.
We're gonna put it on CISO. Oh no, CISO's dead. So PK shows up, and so Dorit had flown in his brother and his parents, Kenny and Esme, who were really cute. And PK sees them, and he just starts to bawl. And I have to admit, Ronnie, I start to feel something.
You're disgusting. Don't even.
I start to feel something.
He's like, I'm sorry, I haven't paid you back, Mom. I'm sorry, I have been refusing to return your calls ever since you lent me that money. But I didn't mean it, babe. And it's like, hello, I'm PK's brother, babe. Babe.
Bye,
like,
babe.
You are two chubby little twins.
And PK goes up to Lisa Venom. He's like, I can't believe it. She flew in my mother, my father. And then he just starts sobbing in Lisa Vanderpump's arms. She's like, I never realized it, but it turns out that PK is a broken bird. Crying my arms.
He's like a broken humongoloid bird that jiggles all over the place.
Like one of those giant flightless birds, like an emu or a very, very large penguin. He is wearing a tuxedo.
What's Dumbo then? I forgot. That's a bird, right? It flies, doesn't it? PK, my little broken Dumbo bird.
What do you call those broken birds that melt away? Oh, that's a snowman. He sort of looks like one of those.
PK!
So, he's sobbing.
What do you call those birds that live in houses that get blown down by wolves? Oh, that's a piggy, isn't it? Oh, well, you know, it works.
PK is like, I can't believe you would pay for this party for me as well, Lisa Vanderpump. You really are a true star, because you know that's Lisa Vanderpump. Like,
I took money out of Mohammed's wallet last time we had dinner. Happy birthday, PK.
Yeah. So he's sobbing, and Dorit's like, I really poured my heart into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to
perform at your own house. Like, you set up a band for yourself at... Oh, Dorit.
Then meanwhile, Lisa Vanderpump's like, wait a second. Do I smell caviar? And then she's just gone. She's like, caviar.
And Kyle...
She's just like in a caviar coma.
And Kyle's like, Maurizio was late, so he took an Uber helicopter. You know there are Uber copters, don't you? Which is amazing. Yeah.
And Rinna is just narrating the party at this point. She's like, oh, wow, oh, what a beautiful table. Candelabras and flowers. It's gorgeous. Look, it's floors. There's a ceiling. There's a railing. There's a life vest. It's great. It's a boat. Turns into a boat. The password is boat.
Are you excited?
Like, yes. Yes, it's very exciting, this birthday party.
I'm so excited for you.
Good. How are you? How are you, Bosun? How are you? I watch your show, Bosun. So Lisa Vanderpump is now drunk. She's now everyone's sitting down at the tables, and Lisa Vanderpump is, she's just like, darling, I've had it. Give me another glass of champagne and caviar. Oh, Dorit, you're going to sing. You make a fool of yourself. Ah.
Oh, Dorit, I love watching stupid people fail. Oh, yay, Dorit, go. I'm rooting for you.
Let me ask you this, Dorit. When you have a casino on a boat, do you still say the house always wins or does the boat always win? Get it.
So is this one she sings? Dorit's like, I'm terrified. I've really dug deep for this one, ladies. Literally into my vagina. Erica made me do it.
Hip to hip to hip to hip. Slow, languid. Cat-like. Pretend like you're wearing a stole, but you don't have one, because I've got one. Because yes. I got it from Lisa. I gave a can of tomato sauce for it. Oh.
Languid, cat-like.
She did say
Tango,
that.
Tango.
DiGiorno. I think you lasted 2 weeks on Dancing with the Stars, so please give it up. So it is I don't know that. I don't know how long she lasted, by the way. People are like, how dare you, sir? That was 4 weeks. Okay. You still got beat by, like, an Osmond or something. That's sad.
Yeah. Yeah, it is sad. It is sad. And by the way, if you're correcting anyone about Dancing with the Stars knowledge, it's just inherently sad. Don't do it.
Well, that's why I was very careful to say I don't actually know.
Yeah. By the way,
don't look down on me any more than you people already do, okay?
Yeah. So Dorit is up there. She's singing along with Fever. And
you give me fever. I was like, are you trying to sound like Teddy saying hi?
Teddy's like, I don't listen to music. I'm just a simple person.
She's like, hello, I'm singing a song called Fever. Jagger had a fever one time, so he put her in a helmet so her head would be less mushy. It worked! I can actually look her in the face again.
Bobbly! It is kind of funny that her big quote for us this year is Bobbly when we're talking about DiGiorno. Anyway.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
That's basically what she sang. She's like, you give me fever. Bubbly! Did you notice?
Basically seeing her baby and asking for a bowl of rigatoni.
Did you notice that when Dorit was like moving around and being slinky and whatever, it cuts to Erica and she's totally stage momming, like doing all the movements herself on the sidelines. Be like, oh, hands out like this. Hands on the waist, cheek to cheek. Oh. Your mute button is off and is on again. Ronnie, your mute button is on. Your mute button's on. Can you talk, please, Ronnie?
You guys, Ronnie, this is so unpro. I have a new mic, and I keep thinking I'm doing a good job. Like, if I make a noise, I'll back away. But there's a button on the mic that wasn't working right. So then I was like, I'll use the mute button on the Skype. So I press that, but then the mute button on the mic wouldn't take it. I'm just having mute button hell over here, people. I'm so sorry.
Stop buying new mics. Stop buying new mics. Just find one and run with it. Just find one and run with it.
Well, that's the worst advice I've ever heard. I'm not running with anything. This is the same mic you have. I'm trying to make it work, okay?
Oh,
you can
yeah,
do it.
No, you know what, though? The Yeti mute button, you have to really make sure you push it. It has a bad. I actually agree with you. It has a bad mute button.
It does. It's
not just a tap. It's like you have to push, and then you have to look at the light to confirm that it went through. It's very annoying.
Well, but whoever thinks of asking that on Amazon questions? You know how they have that when you're ordering stuff, and people right. are like, "Is the mic blue or black?" And they're like, "It's black for me, but maybe yours will be blue." It's like, thanks for the help. Like,
I'd prefer
help.
If they had like a button that you could hold down also to be like, okay, I don't want to have to turn the button on and turn. I don't want to toggle. I just want to press it down, and while it's pressed, you can't hear. And when I let my finger off, you can hear again. That's what I would like.
I would like that as well.
Yeah.
Toggle.
So, you know what? Maybe we should go to the manufacturer of the Blue Yeti and have a quick chat, just the way Dorit and Teddy have a quick chat. On the side.
Oh
to
my God.
Talk about
when they did
glassware.
This. Come on, you guys. I love this petty shit, but seriously, this cannot be all season long. Please.
Well, I am feeling encouraged because some of our best seasons start in really petty places. And it looks like next week, not to jump ahead, but it looks like next week, it looks like things are going to spiral because of this petty shit with the glassware, right? It's starting to blow up into something much bigger.
It did? Oh, I didn't see that. Well, it kind of did here because she's
well,
like,
let's
can
talk
I talk
about what
to
happened
you,
here.
Ted? I loved your teddy bear movie where you were that foul-mouthed little bear that was friends with Marky Mark. However, it's like, oh, I'm Teddy.
I'm Teddy.
Were you the same Ted from the Bounce commercials? Tell me the truth, Teddy.
Teddy, now I love your – I want to have a little talk with you because I just love your talks. They're so informative. You know, TED Talks, right?
Why do you always pace around on a little round red carpet, Teddy? It's like, it's how we stay on our camera space in TED Talks. Oh, Ted sure does talk. Let me tell you what I heard Ted said. Glasses, glasses, glasses. Blue, 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 blue. Glasses, glasses.
So Teddy starts diplomatically, and it's going in like a nice fake direction. She's like, listen, you know, we're not always gonna be the same, and like, you know, we're different, and that's what's cool about us. And I'm like really impressed with your attention to detail. And Dorit has this look like, oh, Teddy, you're so kind. I love it. I want to cook my favorite beans for you once again, over and over and over again. Beans, beans, beans. The more you have, the more you find. Something like that. I don't know. I'm not simple like you. So
I don't rhyme, simple lady. And Teddy's like, I'll let it go, okay? Like, and she goes, but it's so minute and silly. I'm like, and now you said minute. Really? Stop bringing up time. Like, she doesn't even know what she's doing, and she keeps referencing minute clocks, watches.
So it seems like it's going to a nice faux resolution. And then Lisa and Kyle barge in because the producers were probably like, you better go interrupt this. Yeah. So Lisa Vanderpump's like, all right, listen, I have a restaurant, and here's what you need to know. If you have two glasses there, then obviously you're stating there's a difference between wine and champagne, and she was just merely leading into it. She just wanted to have a glass or whatever. So Teddy's like, Lisa, don't talk down to me. And Lisa Vanderpump goes, no, no, I'm not talking down to you, poor schnookums.
Come here, get a bat on the bappa. I'm talking down to you, yo. Ken, put Teddy in the front of your shirt. Take a nap. Someone's feeling a little bit put up for adoption, maybe, Teddy. She's like, no, stop trying to adopt me at your fucking store. All right, then, put it down, darling. Vanderpump always falls into this trap where she's like, I will stand up for my friends no matter what, because that is called girl power. And when they hurt my feelings, I can say things like, after all Ken and I have done for her. You know, she's just trying, but she listens to the stories, and she always believes whatever her friend is telling her. And this,
yeah.
You know she's got to know Dorit's full of shit. Why would you listen to Dorit's version of anything ever?
Exactly. And now Dorit, who was in a conciliatory space like a few seconds ago, is now getting back to being like annoyed. And she's like, Teddy, the fact is that I know my wine glasses and that's just etiquette. And I'm sorry that I know it. And so then Teddy starts to get defensive. You know,
get mad when people put on a turn signal as well.
Yeah. And Dorit's like, Teddy, if things aren't a big deal, then I don't say it. I don't say things if they're not a big deal. And Kyle's like, no, it's just that it registered with her. That's all. Are you her mouthpiece, Kyle?
Kyle's like, wait, why does Lisa Vanderpump get to talk for her, but I don't get to talk for Dorit? Which is true, but it's also so stupid. And Dorit's defense is always hilarious because she's such a liar. She's like, can we just let it go already?
Yeah.
At this point, you're the one who called to talk about it.
Yeah. At this point, I was just wishing that someone put on like a little hat the way Shannon Bedore had one when the same thing happened in Kelly Dodd's basement.
It's not the same without a Holly Hobby hat, whatever that hat is from.
Yeah, exactly. So now Dorit's starting to snap at Kyle, and Kyle's like, oh, you know, whatever. And then someone who says you're flat out, I think it was Dorit, she's like, you're flat out not only exaggerating, you're lying, you're making shit up.
Yes, now she's starting in, like, to have this big screaming match, and Teddy's like, what did I even say? Is this because I ordered the skirt steak? Because I don't want you guys looking down on skirt steak. Like, seriously?
Yeah, I can wear jeans. I don't have to wear skirts.
And then Teddy's like, what am I lying about? And Dorit's like, you're lying now, liar! What?
And then talking about?
So then it cuts to Rinna and Erica outside. And Rinna's like, hi, whoa, this was so great. This is getting 5 stars on my yacht dinner cruise reviews. Baby.
Yeah, I have to admit, it's been a great night. It's been really nice. Like, how are you, baby?
How are you, baby?
It's been great. What a nice, it's like, yeah, just a nice night of no fighting and people being nice to each other.
And then it cuts back to, well, no, I'm sorry. Rinna goes, yeah, Dorit, you know what? She was calmer and more grounded than I've ever seen her. And it comes to Dorit going, you're a psycho. Honestly, you're a psycho.
And then Dorit tells Kyle, stop staring at me with your water, Kyle. Like, what? And Kyle's like, oh, look, it's not even in a water glass. Oh, I must be in trouble. She's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I just love that she shamed her for drinking water. Stop staring at me with your water, Kyle.
So then Lisa and Kyle walk away, and Teddy's like, are we fine? I'm ready to get over this. And Dorit's like, I'm not going to get over it, Teddy, unless if you keep acting like a stupid bitch, okay?
I'm not going to get over it if your face keeps turning into bitch face. And Teddy's like, okay, well, sorry, let's just make up. And she goes, oh, you know what? Who cares? It's just a glass, Teddy.
You're too high strung, okay?
So you're way too high strung.
I love that they're both basically accusing each other of being high strung. Teddy is saying that Dorit is high strung for caring so much about these glasses. And then Dorit's accusing Teddy of being high strung for caring that she cares about the glasses. Great. Meanwhile, cut to Camille. The episode should have cut to Camille just going up the gangplank again, be like, all right, okay.
Everybody, that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Go get your live tickets this Friday.
Yeah, thanks guys for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about Summer House. Yay.
Summerhausen. We love you guys. Thanks for everything. We'll talk later.
Bye.
Bye.